จะชาติที่ผีสมัติสิทธิ์ตอนนี้ตลอดชาติสุโขอิจเดียดอกันสิทธิ์ดอกันสิทธิ์जो शांत बुद्धि कुनाते सिद्धार्थ सभी कलत्राद शुभ हो इज्जत जत्ती समुद्धि शरीर न करेंगे जनेशु अभिज्ञ की शरीर गोपन गोपन जनेश्वर फॉरमिंग है दोस्त वर लीविंग लाइफ डी बॉडी में कॉन्शियस का प्राण जो सिंत्री गोपन जैसे ताऊ जने That is the same moment. It's the civilization of Gopal. They may be proud to have one civilized man. But the Shastra says that we are all ashes and time. And we speak on the basis of Shastra, not the idea. We see all the cows and ashes. Pandita. You are talking like very nice, nice, small. But so young a man talks like this. That means you are a fool. He is saying, since that is very nice, that you are trying to talk like a learned scholar. But actually, no learned scholar speaks like this. That means you are a fool. देहिन सुंदर था देहिन कुमार जो वन जरा तथा के हाथ तरफ प्राप्त धीरस सत्सन हुई है तथा के हाथ तरफ प्राप्त थोड़ी ना ज्ञान तरफ प्राप्त ही प्रमाण बोध करना था वे डूइंग दैट एवरी मोमेंट बट दिस एस्पेक्ट दे डू नॉट नो I was a child. I was a boy. Where that was? It was gone. In fact, I am in a different body. The hunter of trust. You see, they won't believe that there is life after death. The hunter of trust, you are experienced in this life. But they won't believe that after this they have. There is another death. Then they won't believe. That's the childhood. Bali Ganapraj. At the dull header of the intelligent scholar and scientist. What is your opinion? What is your opinion? You are practical. Because. That is little. So how? First of all, understand what you are home. Then so how? You do not know what is a home. That is left as they do not know how attack to so how. When you understand yourself, then you understand God also. Then you will understand that God and yourself are of the same ingredient. So in fact if I say So on. I'm just like Indira Gandhi. Indira Gandhi is the big personality. So, I'm as good as Indira Gandhi. So this is applicable in this sense. That Indira Gandhi is Indian. I was Indian. Indira Gandhi is a human being. I was a human being. In this report, analytical study, you'll find so many things. You are as good as Indira Gandhi, but still you are not Indira. Soham means to understand that I am not this matter, I am the Supreme Soul, as good as the Supreme Law. But that does not mean I am Supreme Law, or as good as Supreme Law. Qualitatively I am one, not quantitatively. It's like a drop of water. From the sea, she can come here. the chemicals. And the drop of the sewer, refined the sewer. But it's still the drop of water is not required to be seen. So how many qualitatively one will cause? That's not mean that I am the system. That is not
Samsabram.
Yes, Brahma is free. Oh, Brahma. Samsabram. Krishna is Parabrahma. Paramdhama Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavittam Paramam Bhava. Pavittam Paramam Bhava. Parabrahma. Krishna is called Parabrahma. And we are part and part of Krishna. Therefore, we are Brahma. The drop of water and the grass water. Krishna is the Supreme. Supreme person. We are also person, but not Supreme person. Do you think you are Supreme person? Anybody? So anyone thinks that I am Supreme person is a crazy man. We can say I am person. Krishna is a person, I am a person. That is all. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanata. And that is very hard. Even the Kehi, we have to Sarami was purple.
There are internal sensitive. There are counterparts of sensitive.
Yes, just like your coat and shirt. The coat has got hand, but that is not hand. Real hand is using the coat. So, that's why the coat has no hand. So, where is the question of coat having tension? Similarly, this material body is a lump of matter. That's why the dolls are prepared with brush, hands and legs, and then it is plastered, and it becomes a hand. So, similarly, we have got hands and legs, and this material is plastered. Therefore, when the real hands and legs work, there are no more hands and legs. They are simply lump of mass. Therefore, anyone thinks that this body, he's a coat. If you think that you are the coat, you are the path, then you are a coat.
In case of Krishna, everything, even everything.
Krishna is all three.
Six senses are
everything. Krishna defines within the body and the soul. The supreme soul. Simply, supreme soul. He has no external intent. We are conditioned souls. We have got external intent. Apajananti manamura. Manusim kunumar. People cannot understand it. They think that Krishna is like us.
He is not person.
He is person. Not like he person. That you are always in want. Not like that. He is supreme. Full of all opulence. He is person, but not a person like us. The same example. Indivirandi is a person. I am also a person. But not a person like me. Ishvara Paramatushna Satchidananda Vidva. Vidva means person. He is Satchidananda. We are not Ananda. His body is not soft. Neither cheek nor Ananda. So how can we call it Krishna? We have got a different path we can have. We have already, but it is plaster. It's matter. If you become without plaster, then you become as good as it. Not in quantity, but in quality. Quality you are already, but you have been covered with this jati from Maya. So when this jati things are what, then you become as Krishna you in spirit. sense. At the present moment, we are with power that is upadhi. Upadhi. It's like the second body, and this body is half and soul. When you get out of this half and soul, you become original form. Similarly, when you stop accepting this flattering process of body, material body, in different states, then you become Muslim. Sarvapati dinimuttam tatparasena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti vishyati. When you begin having Krishna in your original spiritual body, that is called bhakti. To learn and read our book. You have got our book?
A few books I got, Krishna I got it.
And you are members?
Yes.
Then?
You are
not very many followers. Because we disagree with all aspects. We are not aspects. Mukhaya upadesha hi prasupaya na khan. Mukha ka upadesha means if you give some lessons to the rascal, he becomes angry. Parakvanam bhujanganam kevalam dhikavarvam. If you ask a sattvan, sir, thank you, yes, please. The result will be in increasing venomous poison on the flesh. You know the story? The puthar, the woodcutter and the snake. He found a snake. And snake, if it is not killed, then if you hit the beast, he becomes dead. Again he realizes that. By air. So, somebody killed, but he did not cut or burn. So, he again died. So, a woodcutter, what is called? Who? Cut trees, he felt sympathetic. He did that again. Snake, that's a common game, something. So, one day, when he was strong, so, he said, oh, I gave you life, I gave you this, now you are trying to attack me, cut it. Therefore, when his heart is said, Modita sadhu rati listika sattva hatya, when Pulagmana's father was killed by Janna, Nishinade, Prahlad Maharaj prayed, sir, you reduce your anger now. Nobody is displeased with you because my father was just like scorpion and snake. And when scorpion and snake is killed, nobody is angry. So nobody is angry. Your action is not described by anyone. Please, now become in your sense. So, the whole living entity, kingdom of living entity, the Vrishika, Vrishik and Sattva, they are very dangerous. So if Vrishik and Sattva is killed, nobody knows. Our Chanakya Pandit, sattva krura phala krura. Sattva krura phala. And Jiva, when he has man, he is also protect. And this man, it is also protect. And the man practice to Jiva is more dangerous than this man. One, the human being who still wants to be here, the one, mantra is Hadimasa Sattva. He can bring under control his snare by mantra and drag. Salakina Nivaj. The jealous man cannot subdue. That is more dangerous than this. But here is a very sophisticated man. He's very nice. But he says, no, because he has no Krishna consciousness. He is as dangerous as his origin. Don't give any credit.
Which is very important. So,
go back to Godhead and
spread Krishna consciousness.
Well, one who is speaking Krishna consciousness, he is already back to God. Iha dasya harir dasya. Sarvana manatha vacha. Which means he has engaged his body, his mind, his people, only to glorify the Lord. That is Krishna. So anybody who can engage that business is Jivana Mukti Savitri. He is liberated even in this life. Liberation. So, why we should seek for liberation? He's already liberated. He's already back. He's already Krishna. Krishna is talking with Buddhi Jogam Dhamar Dhamarato. One is actually spiritual, engaged in Krishna's glorification study. He's already in Vaikuntha. There is faith in Krishna. He does Islam, he does like Krishna. He becomes filled in this material. Does it mean that he is in the material? Similarly, Krishna is pure devotee. He is not in the material world. He is in the spiritual world.
He gets the body.
Does he get the
body? That's why he says, Jivan Mukta. Although he is within this body, still he is Mukta. Just like, example is, you take a rod, put into the fire. By association of fire, it becomes red hot. At that time it is fire, not rod. Similarly, he wanted fully Krishna consciousness. He has not a business. That's the proof by Krishna. He is already in good. Why should he? Therefore, Krishna Bhakta doesn't require any mukti. Mukti mukhulitanjali sevati atma. Mukti is harvest. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mama janmani janma. Bhakta-bhakta. And when you go back to home, back to God, there is no bhakta. That gattana nivartante. That dhamma paramamma. So don't retire. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bhakta-bhakta. So, he is already mukta. He is already in the Vaikuntha. Is that clear? Yes. Therefore, Krishna Bhakta is Nishka. Still no. Any desert. Because he is already fulfilled with all desert. He is in the service of the Lord.
So, at some time, the devotee is approaching, but they get getting entangled, but they want to.
That means it is not a parshad system. That he requires process.
So they argue, and maybe the trouble is.
This is not the question I argue.
No, they say, well, I want to pick myself up. You want to preach.
Preaching is our only business. Preaching, whatever you do, it is aimed at preaching. Your business. Whatever you are doing, it is for preaching. In the practice or in the engagement of preaching, their position is better than those who are worshipping the Lord in a secluded place. Bhajanananda.
What about those who are preaching but imperfectly and those who are...
Even if it is imperfect.
It's better than...
Yes. It is sincere, it cannot be imperfect. Because we are always imperfect. But Krishna will help us. Tesham satatujiptanam bhagatanam priti bhutam. Bhutti yogam karan. How can we impact? Krishna is giving intelligence. Imperfect means whose intelligence is not perfect. But when Krishna is giving intelligence, how can we impact? He is being helped by Krishna. Therefore, he is not imperfect. Yes. He is associated with Krishna. And unless one is confident that devotee of Krishna, Krishna does not speak with him. But when he becomes perfect, confident, and salutary, Krishna speaks with him. Do like that. Only do that. And therefore, in his action, don't find any fault. If somebody perfect, misstep me, do like this, then my action is not in fact. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Saranam. If I say, yes, you give up everything, just surrender to Krishna, then I am perfect. And if I say, so on, I am Krishna, then you are in fact. We get all the same, happy, happy. They're all imperfect. Himukta manina, they have been described as rascals that wrongly thinking that they're liberated. They're rascals. Jannir vinyasa himukta manina, sai asvabhavav avishuddha buddha. They're talking like nonsense because their intelligence is not, it is purified. He is therefore wrongly thinking that I am the Supreme Lord, I am moving the sun. Just as a meditator, I am moving the sun, I am moving the moon, I am doing that, that. This is their meditation, so on. So they are rascals. And how you can become the Supreme? As soon as you have got a true test, you have to go to the doctor. And you are thinking you are Supreme, not. Rascals. Those who need a these are Mayavadis. Those are Karanis. They are Maya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone who hears the philosophy of Mayavadi, he is doomed. He is gone. And why you are seeking after God? That's why Jivadananda comes. Now, why you are seeking after God? Don't you see so many thoughts are on the street? They are hungry. They are lame. Dharidra Maharaj, why don't you worship? This is Maya. So if we take Vivekananda's life and he engages in the service of the Dharidra Maharaj, then I am misled.
Teaching
this Dharidra Maharaj seva for 100 years, at least 100 years. But he still there are Dharidras, even in the city like Bombay. I see, 50 years ago I came, I saw there are the residents of the footpath having a small
pipe.
And I see like that. When the rice is selling, I gave to the stealer. And when the rice was selling, 3 rupees a month, that time also they are on the footpath residents, and now?
Now.
Now. So how you can start this?
It is God's
will. Yes, it is nature's arrangement. And those who are rich, they are richer section, and the rice are selling at 3 rupees per month, and the richer section is still the rice is selling 9 rupees a kilo. So they have no eyes, because they cannot make equal. प्रकृति क्षमादानी कुनै कर्माणि सन् प्रकृति इन्द्र प्रकृति देयर आर थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर बीइंग बीइंग मैनिफेस्टेड It's not possible to make everyone of the same standard. The standard must be different. So they are simply spoiling their time to make the whole society on the same theater. The communists are trying, the others are trying. It is not possible. So one should not be disturbed with all these superficial, low and high places. That sister says, Janhi Navataran Teti, Purusam Purusarasava, Samasu Dukha Supana Dhiram, Samita Kayakalpate. One is not disturbed with his outward happiness and distress. He is eligible to become immortal. Samita Kayakalpate. Achya. But Sanghita Omrita. Itana. And that is first. And that is going back to Omrita. But they do not know what is the aim of life. They still their leaders. Annagathan Vijupanyamana. Leaders are blind. And the leading blind man. Therefore there is always disaster. Confusion.
Aim of life is Krishna consciousness.
Yes, everyone has to go home, back to Bhagavata. Jadgatyana nivattam se sadhanam paramam. Very good.
Kavavita.
Yes.
We have a company for interior decoration.
Huh?
We have a company for interior decoration.
India decoration.
Interior decoration.
Interior.
And
see,
or it become one now.
You are all right, but you forgot. That is also.
So earlier I was respecting all religions, all gods. But now I think I lay more emphasis on Krishna.
How can we all gods? That is considered. If everyone is God, then what is the meaning of God? Do you think everyone is president? Everyone is Indira Gandhi? Indira Gandhi is one. A prime minister cannot do many. This is common sense. How everyone can God? This is nonsense. Anyone thinks that there are many gods, he does not know what is God. Aye. God is one. Eka Brahma Vitya Nasti. Therefore there is no education. What is God? Krishna says in the world, Matta Parakaram Nanya. Nobody is superior. That means very long. Asamardha. God is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Asama Urdha. It's different from this side. People sit down. I am equal to God. And nobody can be greater than God. That is, God is great. If somebody becomes equal to you, how you can be great? Or if somebody is higher than you, then how can he get? So there is no equal to God, nor greater than him. There is God. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta parataram nanya.
Anyone?
Greater than him. That is God. There are so many gods, false gods nowadays. Can anyone say that nobody is better than me? All these rascal gods, can he say? Can anyone say? Immediately he feels some sickness, immediately he has to call greater God, physician. And he says, I am God. We don't want such kind of God, manufactured. We want real God. When he says, nobody is greater than him, then we accept only pseudo, pretend that, as God. But we do not know how to test whether he is greater than everyone, whether nobody is greater than him. That is God. Can you find out any, so many gods who has no greater than him or his person? You are claiming you are God, I am also claiming God. Then we are equal. Then how can we God? How can we God? We are equal. As soon as you find that I am equal, or as soon as you find that is greater, then you are not God. God be great. He must be greater than everyone. That was Shastra has concluded. Ishara, God, Parama, the Supreme, Krishna. Ishara, Parama, Krishna. And why? Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is Satchidananda. Now we test your body is not Satchidananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means full of knowledge, Ananda means full of bliss. Is my body Satchidananda, this body? No, it is not eternal. It is full of ignorance. It is full of misery. Then how can God? So, God cannot be many gods. Many gods, that is not many, that is one. That's like you have got millions of photographs. That does not mean you are million, you are one. But you have expanded millions. That's like the sun is found in every pore, in millions of pores, okay? The sun is reflected. Does it mean the sun has become millions? No, the sun is one. Similarly, reflection. These are examples. Similarly, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam is nature of Juna Pishthati. God is everyone's heart. That does not mean God is many. He's one. But he has got such inconceivable power that oneness can be distributed into millions of God. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Although God expands himself many forms, still he is Advaita one. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovana. He is the original person. He is still all as fresh, young. Navajovana. Therefore, Krishna will find all as fresh. The picture of Krishna is still Navajovana. Just a fresh, young man. In the Bhagavad Gita, you see, Krishna is driving his fresh, young man. That Arjuna has got master
people who are not aware of Krishna and
yes.
are living.
Yes.
And it may take time for your people to educate them.
Yes.
Till then, when they are not aware, they are accepting somebody.
Then cats and dogs, they are doing something else. Okay. No, cats and dogs, they are doing some business.
What percentage of people today?
That is there. That we do not know. But anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is more or less like cats and dogs. Maybe bigger dog, bigger cat. Just like among the dogs there are different varieties. Similarly, he belongs to that dog cat class.
If he has not gotten an opportunity to become aware.
No, everyone has opportunity. But he will not take the opportunity.
In this country, yes. Everybody has a
person. Not every time. All over the world. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritaja Mahame Kamsa, the opportunity is open for everybody. But he will not do it. He will say, why shall I turn that Krishna? He said, Christ said, I am son of God, universal God. Hey, that's all right. Sana Bhakti is as good as God. That is another thing. We are not listening. Suppose in a big office, the father is there, the son is there, and son has ordered something. The father will never say, hey, don't do it. The father and son, the same position. That is another thing.
But he is not Krishna.
Huh?
He is not Krishna.
He
is not Krishna.
That's
right. But if you take another example,
yeah.
There are people who are strictly Shiva.
Yeah, that's now, nice. That's nice.
No, but then what is the connection then with Krishna and Shiva?
Krishna and Shiva is that like Dahi and Dood. Dahi is nothing but good, but his spirit is not good.
It's a different form.
Not different form, different actions. If you want milk, if I give you dahi, and if I say, oh, dahi, I'll do the same thing, why are you not accepting this dahi? Will you accept? Although the same thing, but action is different. If you become devotee of Lord Shiva, you will get opportunity of material opulence. If Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga, and Durga is the superintendent of this material world, so Durga is under control. If one becomes a devotee of Lord Shiva, then Durga gives him Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Rupavati Bhajan Dehi, Gasur Dehi. So you get all this. Nice position, nice wife, nice power. All this material, not spiritual. So, to worship any other demigod than Krishna is material. That is not spiritual.
Worshipping Vishnu is also material?
No. Vishnu is not. Vishnu is Krishna, Vishnu is self. Expansion. That you have to understand.
Rama.
Rama. Ramadi Kalani Amina Krishna. Nana avatarana paradhubani sukintu krishna sam samavat paramakumara govinda mari dhita tamaham bhaja. Tamaham bhaja. Yes. Krishna sase mame kam.
What is the position of people like Guru Nanak, Muhammad and other people?
They are servants of Krishna. They are serving on behalf of Krishna among certain people who cannot understand Krishna. Just like a student in the primary class, he doesn't know what is his examination. Therefore, teacher is teaching according to his position. But he's a teacher. He's an authorized teacher. He appointed by the school authorities.
They are representatives.
Yes. But they are just like Lord Buddha. He accepts him as incarnation of Krishna. But he thinks there is no Krishna, there is no God. I don't care for the Vedas.
He's talking the authority.
Then he's authority himself. Kevitava Dhita Buddha Sarinja, Jaya Jada Jeeva. His personal Krishna.
Does he say so?
Yes. Sometimes he has to say so.
And he allows to say
so. No, he's supreme. He can say. Just like father cheats sometimes his son. The son has taken from the pocket of the father 100 rupees note. It's not separate. The father takes 1 large and 2 paisa. And the son, he can take it. Very nice. So give me that. All right. It is not cheating. He's giving 2 paisa large and taking 100 rupees note. Is it not cheating? This is cheating. But father is cheating, that way it is good. You cannot imitate father and cheat us. Father can do anything for the welfare of the son. That is another. Similarly, when Krishna appears as a cheater, they teach class of man, and Lord Buddha says, no, there is no God. Yes, it is all right. You are right. But you hear me. Yes, sir. He says, yes, but he is God. This is cheating. He says that there is no God, but he is God. That's why the policeman sometimes cheats. He goes as a gambler. But he's a policeman. So that is another. Therefore, if you become Krishna conscious, then you understand all the different activities. Jasmin vidyate sarvamidam vidyatam bhavanti. If you understand Krishna, then you understand everything. And you become liberated. Janma karma medibam jo jana sitapa. You then want to understand what is Krishna, why he comes, what is activity. That taktade ham punar janma naiti. Simply by understanding Krishna. You, after giving up this body, you have got to come again in this material. Simply by studying. Therefore, we are three things. Simply try to understand this. This is Krishna. Life is meant for to possess complete knowledge of the Supreme. That is perfection of God. That is possible in the human form of life, not in the life of cats and dogs. So, we have got this opportunity. If we spoil this life, living like cats and dogs, then we are missing the opportunity. This is the opportunity to understand this God.
Merely knowing it was dual.
No, if you know he'll act. But if you do not know how he'll act, the doctor. But even if you know simply, that is Krishna said, Janma karma me jibbam, find out. Janma karma me jibbam, jo janati tattva. Tattva is he can understand. Then your business is done. Then taktade hum punar janma nahi. Then after giving up this body, you are not going to accept that more, this material body. My problem is acceptance of this material body. That is my problem. Because this pains and pleasure, feeling of pains and pleasure is due to my this body. Therefore Buddha philosophy is nirvana. Make this body zero. That is his philosophy, nirvana. Because people are bothered due to this pains and pleasure. And here everything is painful. But we take something, pain as pleasure.
Some devotees want the body again and again for doing service. Some devotees want the body again and again.
Devotee, because people want perfection. But their perfection is to serve Krishna. Their perfection is not to stop this body. But see, anyone who knows Krishna is not living in this material world. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone who is engaged in Krishna's service is transcendental to the material qualities. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasotati nahan. And then, after leaving this body, you are not going to accept the material body. As soon as you accept the material body, you are under pain and pleasure. No pleasure, simply pain. Janma mitya jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshan. We are trying to avoid pain, but it is not possible. The real pain, birth, death, old age and disease, that remains. The very disease are temporary. Getting some so-called pleasure.
At what stage would one say that a person is Krishna conscious? There must be a beginning.
He has no other business than to serve Krishna.
And only then he is Krishna conscious?
Yes. Sarvadharman paritta jamami kamsana. This is Krishna. He has no other business than Krishna conscious.
And everybody becomes Krishna conscious?
Everyone is becoming liberated, but it's hard. Everyone is becoming good man, nobody is coming in the prison. who used to be lamented. And there was nobody coming in the prison house. It was very good news. But that will not get you.
Should it affect the number of
people? Huh?
Should it affect the number
of people? Real duty is Krishna consciousness. That is normal duty. All other duties are abnormal duties. Crazy duties. That's like pagal. They're all crazy. Pishachi paenge jano mohi channa fall. Maya prasthu jivai sai dhata hoja. Anyone who understands the classes of maya or madness, what is the value of it? So my yohiti gula. The simple point is that that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhanma sanaskita pungsa vishakshena pathasutra no padai dhati njadi srama yavahiti gulam. Just like you have come here, little tendency for giving up of Krishna, your life is in the path of success. And there are other millions that are in character. So for them, the sattvas is simply working like cats and dogs. Just like dogs sometimes go very fast, this one, that one, that one. They're passing with motor car, this one, come on, come on, come on. You simply squat in class. In America, I'll say, all right. Here also. But who is this aspect squat in class? But that will not appeal to the aspects. They will say, they are calling time, why these rascals are dancing Hare Krishna? They keep telling you. They think, they are crazy fellow. Jani sa sago bhutana, satyam jagrati samyam. They are thinking us as in darkness, I am thinking, we are thinking they are in darkness. This is them. But who is in darkness, that is to be decided by the supreme judgment of the soul. Therefore, this is not the effort. Who is doing it? Yes. No. Okay. You do not know what is your duty. First of all. A madman, he does not know his duty. Why are you getting money? Why are you getting money? Just like thought. In London, George Harrison has given us a house, 55 lakhs worth. Then if I wanted to possess this house by doing this business, 3 lifetimes should have been. Not in 3 lifetimes. We are spending like anything. But we have no stock. We do not know what we shall eat tomorrow morning. We do not know. It is our position. We do not know what we shall eat tomorrow or this may know. But do you think we are starving? We have no problem.
Krishna says, Yoga Kshemam Bhavami.
Yes, here it is. Krishna is giving opportunity of eating for the cats and dogs, the birds and bees, and I am engaged in his service. Feel that in me? Because we are not Krishna conscious. Therefore we are thinking, if I do not work like the cats and dogs, I will starve. That is my imperfect Krishna consciousness. And perfect Krishna consciousness means he knows that I have engaged my life in Krishna's business. Krishna is because of Bhuna Ambedadhati Kama. He is feeding millions and millions of living entities and he will keep me starving. Is it possible? That means he does not know what is Krishna. He thinks Krishna is a fictitious thing. That is his position. He does not know what is Krishna. You have been confident, yes. It's like sitting everyone. Why not me? What I've done? Because I am engaged in service, therefore I shall stop. And the devotee has no such posture also. Whether he starve or eat, it doesn't matter. If he starves, it doesn't matter. He thinks, oh, Krishna has put me in this position to starve. That's why I came in the hospital. A patient is ordered by the physician. He shall not eat anything. So you know, it is good for me. Similarly, a devotee, when he is starving, he knows that Krishna has put me in this starving condition. It is good for me. He never complains. Tattin kampasu samipsamana vanyana vivatma kutam vipasam hiribhata babuji vitajan namaste jivita samukti padesadaya bhat. Anyone leaves in that way, that Krishna has put me in this distressed condition of life. It is Krishna's mercy. I would have been put into more severe condition of life, but he, a little, giving me a little pain. So I must be very much obliged to Krishna that he is so kind upon me. If one lives like that, mukti padesadaya, he has got the claim to become liberated. Just like a son has got the right to claim the property of father. Similarly, one who lives like this, he has the claim to become liberated. Mukti padesa dhaiva. That is, this is Bhagavad statement, and similarly, the Bhagavad Gita also is stated. Sit down. Yes. Why you are left? We are prasanna.
Yes.
Yes. Janghina bhatante iti purusam purusam sam. That I have already explained. Matras parsastu konti asitasna sukhadukta. Agama paina nitya tansi dikha savar. Just like one is in winter suit. Okay, winter is not in this country, in Western countries. It is just below 30 in Canada and what other places. Huh? Virginia? We have no experience below 0 degrees. But in Europe and America, there is place, why is Asia? Below 50 degrees. But they do not stop their business. They know that winter season is coming. It will go again. So devotees, even they are in distressed condition, they know it has come due to my bad activities in the past. It is well, let me suffer and finish it. Just like if you become all of a sudden infected with some disease, so are you go mad? No, you know that I am infected with disease. Let me suffer 2 days. It is well. This is the mentality of the devotee. They are not disturbed. And if he is not disturbed, then he is fit for becoming liberated. Janghina bhatante iti purusam purusam samosu dukkha sukham dhiram cha amrita tarpat. And our aim is amritattva. How to become immortal. That is our aim of life. So we have to achieve that goal of life. We should not be discussed, it is temporary. This case and later. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmata jena, tamena, tamena va, tyagena, sattasautena, jamena, nyamena va. These are the processes to become perfect. Tapasya, first thing is tapasya. And nobody is prepared to undergo tapasya. And human life is made for tapasya, therefore in Vedic civilization you will find tapasya. The Brahmin, Kshatriya, they are all engaged in tapasya, Rajarshi, Devarshi. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, at the age of 24 years, he gave up his young wife, children, and went for tapasya. Tapasya is the life of the human being. Not to live like cats and dogs. That is not human life. Restraint. Tapasya. But here there is no, at the present moment, there is no question of tapasya. Even one is blind, at 90 years old, he is still engaged in this material activity. Huh? Even a person like Gandhi, unless you are killed, you will not give apologies. The material activity is so palatable for the materialist. Then even not to the point of death. In Bengal, there is a big zamindar. So, his father, his son's asking at the time of his father, what he can do for his last desire. So he expressed that man is my enemy. If you can bring him here and give him his shoes, I will be very upset. This is material. Even at the time of death, he is thinking enmity with others. And he wanted to be happy that if you bring that man and beat him with shoes, I will be here. Then other day somebody said that one man was cut into two and he was asked for the one. He said, give me a cigarette. Yes, you're going to die. You see, he was asking, give me a cigarette. He does not know anything else. Therefore one has to practice. Anti Narayanam Sriti. At the time of death, if you can remember Krishna, then your life is saved. Yes. Simply, if you can just say Vajrayana, he simply chanted Narayana. Salpamakya Sadharma Sakranti Mahapurna. You are saved from the greatest danger. So, the human form of life should be so trained that at the time of death you can remember Krishna. Krishna, now you can judge what I have done for you and what you have done for me. Then, give me that place. If you have worked whole life for Krishna, Krishna is not ungrateful. You give it.
Does a person become Krishna consciousness only by renouncing, or can he do both? Continue his life and also become Krishna consciousness?
So what do you have renounced?
But you are not conducting any business. You are conducting the business of Krishna.
Yes. So in Krishna's business, there is no question of renouncing.
So, but that is one specific thing. But if somebody is carrying out a particular duty, does he have to renounce?
That particular duty you cannot manufacture. That particular duty is, as Krishna says, if you cannot, jātutpannam mayā sustam guna-karma-vibhāsa.